Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction on Libsyn and all syndicated platforms. Excited about new platforms getting picked up as we're making another push. The Neil Haley Network, I mean, the Total Media Network, Neil Haley Show on many, many more channels. Thank you for listening or watching. And I'm really excited to, again, the segment called Truth Just Below the Surface with Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. And Reverend Wynn, we're going to have Dr. Betty Martini, part four. So thanks again for coming by, Wynn.
Great to be on the show again, Neil. And I think the idea of getting Betty's message to as many people as we can, not only in this country, but all over the world, is one of the biggest contributions that we can make to world health. So today, I want to propose a question. Does the FDA, CDC, and WHO want to kill you? And if so, why? And so, Betty, everybody knows that you're the world expert on aspartame and that you've got over 30 years of experience in all the bad things that aspartame can do for you and to you. And everything. So we're going to start this segment number four, with a statement that I want to make. Now, Betty, you've had a conversation with a representative from the FDA way back in the early 80s, where you expressed the horror that was associated with putting aspartame on the market with respect to not only illness generated from it, but also death. Now, at that time, the FDA representative you were talking to said, "So what? There are too many people on the planet anyway, and we need to depopulate."
Yes, actually, that was when they made that particular statement, was in 2009, and it was immediately after several employees had written Obama and said that they were corrupt. In other words, they were run by Big Pharma and there was nothing they could do. So whether they don't care or not, they do know that people are dying right and left.
Okay.
And then also the CDC knows it and put a false statement because they did the damning investigation. And when I got the report, they said, "We can't find it. We lost it." And I said, "Well, if you can't find it, I'll get it from someone else and put it on the web and let everybody know." And then all of a sudden they said, "Call this number and ask for this drawer file and they'll send it." And they did. And so that you asked about the CDC, they know too. And they know people are dying. And they're also, Rumsfeld is said to have been said, "I don't care how many it kills, I want this on the market." And you can Google that and get the whole conversation from James Turner, the attorney.
Okay. Betty, let me get back to my statement. With respect to the position of disinformation relating to the coronavirus, I'm wondering if the FDA, CDC, and WHO still feel the same way, and that along with the tremendous amount of money that is available to run this campaign, they are still doing the same thing today. I know that your expertise is in aspartame, but I think that we need to rely on ancient wisdom and realize if it looks like a snake, sounds like a snake, and does what a snake does, it's probably a snake. If we do not learn from history, which in this case is the history of corruption way back to 1981, and apply it to what's going on today, we are most likely to get the same result as what we got back then. I feel the issues are making money for Big Pharma and decreasing the world population. Now, I plan on doing another show on this very question, so you will want to sign up to follow this podcast. And Betty, my question to you is, do you have any thoughts on the analogy between what happened in 1981 and what is happening in 2020?
Yes, I mean, it's never changed from the from what all the doctors and experts have told the FDA, and it's the same today as it was then. And their last note to me was, we don't have to answer your emails. So we're going into the same scenario. You can write as much as you want, but they will not do it. And said if I filed another petition to ban, that I couldn't say anything prior to 2002, because prior to then, you can give the results of what the FDA said themselves, that it was illegally on the market, and they never intended to allow it on the market.
So following up on that, Betty, how would you answer the question? Does the FDA, CDC, and WHO want to kill you, and the two reasons that I gave for why I think they do?
Well, yes, they made it public. If you've read Agenda 21, and as I have said in the past, that I'm only 200 miles from the Georgia Guidestones, which say they want to get rid of 93% of the population. So even those at CDC that want to tell and know people are dying can't. I even ran into someone at an expo who said, I'm the very one who gets your emails because I send all the cases to the CDC. And they said, the people at the top are not going to do anything about it. We have a network within the CDC, and we send your cases everywhere, and we do a lot of work behind the scenes to get to the people and get the right message. So just keep on sending the information, even though the CDC won't do anything.
So your informant said that it starts at the top.
Right.
They're trying to suppress and do a disinformation campaign, and the end result of it is people dying all over the country.
Right. You know, and they basically admitted it and putting a false summary. And when I asked them to remove it, they said the doctor who put the false summary on there is retired and we're not allowed to move it. So they've confessed.
Okay. So let's get back to specifics. You know so much about what's happened over the last 30 years. And my first question is, tell us about the causal association between aspartame and obesity, diabetes, and Parkinson's disease.
First of all, in the case of diabetes, it precipitates diabetes. It simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions, and it interacts with insulin and their drugs. So as far as obesity is concerned, it makes you crave carbohydrates that you gain weight. And I've had this said to me many, many times in restaurants as I give out information, is that if you have on the left, three Coke drinkers, and on the right, three diet Coke drinkers, the ones drinking Diet Coke will order three Diet Cokes to the other table getting one. And addiction is really the point of it is. They tell me, people tell me it was harder to get off aspartame than it is to get off of cocaine.
Oh,
he said that the withdrawal symptoms are so terrible. He said that, you know, that every time, then if they accidentally get some, you know, that they have these horrible problems, many of them telling me they carry EpiPens because they can go into anaphylactic shock.
Now, so how did you find those findings about the worst cause effects? We talked about certain causes like headaches. We talked about, you know, certain things were loss of dementia from the product, but these other severe effects, side effects, do they occur on everyone that uses aspartame or only a certain amount of people?
Well, people, they're subtle, and they think that that they're just aging. Gee, my sight's getting worse. But as to how I got started and when, you know, mentioned Parkinson's, is that being in medicine all my life, I know you don't get Parkinson's one day and die the next. But a friend, this is how I found out, a friend had been diagnosed with Parkinson's. And I mean, you couldn't get up close to him because his legs would kick out, his arms would kick out. And the only way I would have known is that a physician was visiting me. And he said, ask him if he is using probably Diet Coke. That's when I asked to be referred to the top expert, which is Dr. H.J. Roberts. And he said he's drinking a Diet Coke with his medication, L-Dopa, and it's interacting and it causes those reactions. So the reason that I know about everything is Dr. Roberts actually trained me, and Dr. Russell Blaylock lost both of his parents from Parkinson's, and that's his top subject, and it causes all these neurodegenerative diseases. But then after I found that out, you know, I said, Dr. Roberts, this is not an additive. This is a drug. And he said, yes, it is. Having read his book and finding out it caused seizures, MS, and these different diseases, I kept telling people with those diseases, get off of it, get off of it. And in every case, the MS symptoms disappeared. People that were going blind got their sight back. And people who had seizures, they stopped. And I called Dr. Roberts back and I said, Dr. Roberts, is, you know, this a global plague? Is this happening all over the world? He said, yes, it is. And it is a neurotoxic drug, and it's an adjuvant, and it reacts with vaccines, and it's spreading throughout the world as a terrible epidemic. So that's when I decided to start Mission Possible. And the only reason that you have the thousand page medical text is because of an email that went viral. And I lectured for the World Environmental Conference. And as I mentioned all these things in the audience, they kept just standing up and say, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. And so I'm the one that asked Dr. Roberts to write the medical text. I said, the victims have no protection. First of all, they don't even know it. And all these things I mentioned at a lecture need to be in a medical text so that doctors getting out of medical school will understand and know what to do. And so this is how it happened. And then he wrote the medical text, which one doctor recently told me. He said, this is a horror story. I'm seeing 50% of my patients and the hospital are all there because of aspartame after reading Dr. Roberts' medical text.
And Betty, I wanted to mention,
oh gosh, wow.
Parkinson's disease is not typically a disease of young people, but my Michael Fox had it as a young man, and he was a heavy Diet Coke drinker.
Yes, I mean, that's what's happening to 20-year-olds. And think of Michael Fox. He said, 30 years old, and I have Parkinson's. This is an old man disease. The damage to the mitochondria causes aging. And this is why hospices have called me over the years saying, I've got a 20-year-old with Alzheimer's. And so Dr. Russell Blaylock got involved and wrote me out a long technical paper when people ask about it, and said that it's said the same thing Dr. Roberts said, that it's happening to young people, and it's the damage to the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell. And if women knew that this is making them older, they would get off of it.
Oh, they would, especially when you think of actresses that probably are on it. Actors, people that are trying to for their youth, but they're saying, okay, I don't want to gain weight with regular soda, so I'm going to drink or pop, whatever, how we describe it, I'm going to use this diet because that means there's no calories. So I can, you know, drink that to get through the day. I don't like coffee, right? And we could talk, Betty, more about coffee too, because there are definitely, I'm sure that Splenda and all those are no-nos to have. That you need to have a regular sweetener. Don't try to get something that's fat. Anything fat-free ends up coming back to haunt you. Isn't that true?
Yes, that is true. And it is. There have been 6 class actions on aspartame and obesity. They ended up, I think, with over 60 scientific peer-reviewed studies that showed it. And yet they have so much power. Out of 6 class actions, no judge would touch it.
So let's go on to another subject. Your website, Betty, has the FDA's list of 92 associated symptoms. Even the FDA says these symptoms are quite likely caused by aspartame poisoning. Now, Neil, the first one on the list, I believe, is headaches. Don't you have something to say about headaches?
Yeah, so that's really good news that I identified the fact that anytime I kept drinking diet soda when I'm at my mom's, because I usually have my home office at my house, and because of Corona, decided to move it somewhere else for no interruptions and stuff. I was drinking Diet Pop and I was getting headaches. And just drinking it, getting headaches. So I just decided just to cut it off completely after one day. And I'm already seeing it so much better that really it never gave me any energy. And it made me crave it more. So I was already seeing the effects of 3, 4, 5 months of this product that this is not good. And that why do I crave it all the time? Why do I want Diet Pop? So I could see the addictive portion of it. And I also could see the effects that it had with really not with focus. I didn't have much focus on it. And I tried to use that as a replacement to coffee because I don't have a coffee maker, you know, to make coffee throughout the day and have 2 cups of coffee, just, you know, coffee with milk. That's it. Right. No sweetener, nothing. And it was perfect. And I'm saying it has this amount of caffeine. Why is it still giving me a headache? And I've figured out, oh my gosh, this is just not something I should be even putting in my body. Thanks to you, Betty.
Okay, so that's one person that got the message and got the cure. The FDA has a list of 92 symptoms. It's Betty, it's on your website. People can download it. And I would say, and I'm sure you would say, that if you have any of these 92 symptoms, that you go on an aspartame-free diet for 3 months and see what happens to your symptoms.
Yes, and I'll tell you the biggest problem is that they don't know, that they don't know to look for an additive. Now, I have a son-in-law, and that when he wanted to marry my daughter, I said, you're a Diet Coke drinker. I don't want my grandchildren to be born with birth defects. You either have to get off of it or I'm not going to let you marry my daughter. So he did. He lives in Winston-Salem. He came back a couple of weeks later. He says, this is hard for me to believe. I thought I was getting older, but I had insomnia. I had headaches. I had brain fog. I had joint pain. And he said after 2 weeks, every bit of it has disappeared. So if you don't keep information out there, people don't know to look. I have the FDA report in front of me. Headache is number 1. Dizziness is number 2. It is the reason they have call no fall in hospitals. And number 3 is change in mood quality. We have scientific peer-reviewed research showing about the depletion of serotonin up to 74%. And then you've got vomiting, abdominal pain, change in vision, diarrhea, seizures and convulsion, memory loss. Now, do the pop companies know? Yes, they wrote a protest and said that it was not safe. And we have it then turned around and put it on the market. So,
okay. So Let's get back. Here's something that's really important. Every president since Ronald Reagan has either been addicted to or a heavy user of aspartame, most commonly in diet drinks. And I wanted to tell you that it causes, besides Parkinson's disease, it causes dementia. And Bill Gates is a heavy drinker of Diet Coke, and he says that his brain's not working right. He said that on interview. And Edward Kennedy, no, I don't want to talk about that yet. Joe Biden has memory problems, dementia problems, and everything, and he takes aspartame. Yes. So Ronald Reagan went into a very downhill slide in his latter part of his presidency because of the aspartame he was taking. Okay, so that's one thing. Now, the other thing. It also causes glioblastoma, a highly lethal brain cancer. And John McCain had it. Biden, which is Joe's son, had it. And also Edward Kennedy had it. Now, that's just three off the top of my head that I can come up with. So if you want to lose your mind, if you want to die from glioblastoma, keep taking aspartame.
Yes, and that was the big reason on the Board of Inquiry why they revoked the petition for approval, because rats were constantly having different types of brain cancer. Most on the studies are astrocytomas, but a four-stage astrocytoma is a malignant glioblastoma. It's interesting about Kennedy because he himself, during the aspartame wars, said all the scientific studies were sloppy. But people told me that he also even used gum, which is the worst because it's buccal and works like nitroglycerin under the tongue. And Biden is a perfect example. I have to remember an informant said the National Soft Drink Association did a study on humans for 10 years. And the three things that they found were Alzheimer's, and this was from a man from Pepsi, and birth defects and blindness from the methanol. But you notice that Biden can't finish a sentence. And last night it was admitted in the news, you know, that they keep saying the other woman that is to be vice president is using her name first, and it was said on Fox News, and Biden second, showing that he's not physically able to be a president, and it will really be Kamala will be running the country. He has no ability to do anything, and he's got that brain fog. I mean, it's very, very obvious.
Oh, it's for sure. And the thing is that we're seeing it firsthand, and we're also seeing certain forms of dementia where he's lashing out against people and different things like that. And that's why he left the stage and didn't run instead of Hillary. And this, again, that I think that Camilla's thinking she's going to be the president of the United States. That's pretty much, and then if she becomes president and, you know, President Biden resigns, then she picks her own vice president that could be somebody else. And there you go. Then Big Pharma wins again, right? Because I have a feeling that that's not going to change.
You're absolutely right. And the public knows it. It's just as I can't even imagine anybody voting for Biden with the mental problems that he has and the dementia. And so evidently it was used in the households, you know, so his son used it. And Edward Kennedy was always chewing gum. And I feel like that is really what happened to him, is from the gum being the worst product.
Well, I hope that Joe Biden hears this program and stops using aspartame, because if he continues to use aspartame, his mind won't be sufficient to be able to do much of anything in a while.
And Hillary Clinton is another one. And there was always some doctor going along when she was talking out, because it was thought that she might have seizures, and she had a lot of the aspartame problems. The information did get to her, and it was said on the news, in her words, "I used to use Diet Coke, and now I only drink water, and that's because I sent the information to all six of her offices." And Obama's been seen drinking Diet Coke, and I actually had Dr. Roberts' medical text taken to the White House and put in her hands with a letter from Dr. Roberts. So I don't know whether he's still using it. And I've sent information to Donald Trump consistently.
Well, Donald Trump admits to being addicted to it and drinks as much as a gallon a day. I think something like 10 to 12 Diet Cokes per day. So I hope all these politicians get off of it, because we can't afford to have the people that are leading our country on aspartame. And I guess that's the bottom line.
Yep, and that's what we have to do. And so that's the big part of this, Betty. And I think that to kind of go further into this discussion in so many ways, I don't know when, if you had anything else to ask Betty, but I really want to go more into other products so that I can, you know, I'm aware now a pop of soda, diet, but definitely Splenda, right? Anything that's any artificial sweetener has aspartame, right?
Not every single product, but now the worst horror is that it's unlabeled and you don't know it. It's and also I did want to mention that Stephen Fox has now made a film that you can get on YouTube. It's called Aspartame / Formaldehyde. Call the Maryland judge and the telephone number in the first line. But you can get it on YouTube, and you can see what's going on right now in an effort to get it off the market.
We're going to have Stephen Fox on a program very, very soon. And I want you to subscribe to my podcast so that you can find out about what he's doing and his critical information.
Absolutely.
There we have it. That will end our program today, but we'll have Betty back again, hopefully, on Friday. We'll continue with, why are pilots dying in the seats of commercial airliners and drinking Diet Coke?
And committing suicide.
Yeah, and committing suicide. And when you have a six-year-old that commits suicide, you know, look for the aspartame in their vitamins. So, anyway, it's a horror story. Betty has brought it to the attention of the nation and the world. Let's get out there and spread Betty's message as far as you can and get everybody to get off aspartame.
All right. Well, thanks again, Betty, for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Neil, and you too. Okay.
And your website again, Betty, for all our listeners.
www.mpwhi.com. Just remember the words, Mission Possible World Health International. That's the website, and there you'll find everything you need on every subject and thing that aspartame causes.
All right. Thanks again, Betty.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That was Freedom from Addiction, everyone. Take care.